This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Sports Talk here on the Big 870. Mike Dettea along with Charlie Long. Steve Geller will join us at 5:45 for our Bet 365 triple option feature. Want to tell everybody at 6:30 tonight, it'll be LSU pregame, 7 o'clock first pitch as the LSU Tigers play University of Alabama. And so, interesting game, Charlie, to crank up the three-game series. And then I think Friday, I think it's moved up a half hour. It's 6:30 first pitch.
Yeah.
I think pregame is at 6. So, and all that will be here on the Big 870 WWL and free on the Odyssey app. Also, want to tell everybody at 4:20 this afternoon, we'll have on with us one of our favorite guests from Odyssey Sports, Nick Friedell, NBA insider, to talk to us about Joe Dumars, the Pelicans, and what he's looking for in the future. And also at 5:20, the voice of the Saints, Mike Haas. So, Charlie, your thoughts? LSU, Alabama, and you know, they bounced back against McNeese State. McNeese, I think, had won 12 straight games entering that game. But, man, this is SEC baseball. And nothing's easy. Hey, nothing.
You don't want to take anything away from McNeese, because if the season ended today, they would be an at-large team, even without winning the Southland Conference. They're 27-6 overall. They've had a fantastic season. But to your point, this is a number 15-ranked team in the country in Alabama. And I mentioned this last week, Mike, before we were kind of previewing the Auburn series, that Alabama and Auburn had a matchup that kind of determined which team was going which direction in the middle of the SEC. And Auburn took 2 of 3 from Alabama right before they played LSU, where they swept LSU. And now they're all the way up to like number 6 in the country. So they made the movement up. Alabama's kind of stayed steady in the middle of the pack of the SEC. They've got a good offense. Their pitching staff is where, you know, kind of the Achilles heel here. Granted, like I've said before, I said similar things about Auburn, right? Auburn's offense was the thing that scared you. Their pitching staff wasn't that great. But Auburn's pitching staff really stepped up against LSU's offense. What I'm looking for this weekend, Mike, is the big bounce back. You're back at the box for 9 straight home games. Well, you've already played the first of those 9 straight home games against McNeese. But you have back-to-back weekend series at home against Alabama and Tennessee. I'm looking for this LSU offense that's been so elite all season long to really flex their muscles here and kind of control this series. When you were playing Auburn, you weren't in the lead at all. And so if you can get off to hot starts against these Alabama starting pitchers, which are vulnerable, that's where I think LSU can make some hay.
Yeah, Auburn, I thought, did a great job pitching. Take nothing away from their pitching. And LSU's bats were ice cold. I mean ice.
Yep.
In all 3 games against Auburn. So LSU's got to get the bats back hot again, because the pitching was there for them to win. To be honest with you, they pitched well enough to win against Auburn. But, okay, you got to get some support. I know even Scotty Sanders had talked about that in the preview, that this would be a series where LSU's bats have to come out early, and they got to get people rolling, because Auburn could pitch well enough to beat them, and that's exactly what happened.
And Alabama's got some hitters that do kind of worry you a little bit. I mentioned it in the Sports Flash. We talked with Cokie Riley last night. He highlighted Justin LeBron, who's one of the best players in the entire SEC, both at the plate and at shortstop defensively for them. He's hitting .333 this season. Number one in the SEC, Mike, 58 RBI this season. Alabama shortstop Justin LeBron. He's also got 15 home runs, which is number three in the league. Also, Kate Snell, who it feels like he's been there for a long time at this point.
He's like getting Social Security.
Yeah, right, exactly. Hitting .365, eight doubles, five homers. So they have a couple of players in the lineup that kind of scare you a little bit. I'm more looking towards that pitching staff for Alabama, which is kind of near the bottom of the pack in the SEC as far as ERA and batting average allowed. They don't strike a lot of folks out. I'm looking for LSU's bats to be patient this weekend, earn some walks, because that's another thing that Alabama's pitching staff has struggled with. They're like 10th in the SEC in walks given up. Get on base early and often and scratch across some runs and kind of take control of the weekend early.
And you can hear that three-game series right here on the Big 870 WWL. Well, again, tomorrow it'll be a little bit earlier in that the pregame will be at 6, and the game itself will be at 6:30. And tonight, the opener, LSU-Alabama, pregame at 6:30, first pitch at 7 o'clock. Also, want to tell everybody at 4:40, Charlie and I will go through the top edge rushers in this draft class for 2025. In my top 80, 15 edge rushers in that top 80. So if you're looking to get better on defensive line, if it's at defensive tackle, defensive end, this is the draft to do it. And I didn't include Jalen Walker in that group. I've got him as a linebacker because I think in the first down, second down, that's exactly where Jalen will play. He'll play linebacker, and on third down, either he's going to stand up, rush the quarterback, or he's got his hands in the dirt, rush the quarterback. But 15 of my top 80, and just kind of running it through my head, that's what, about 19% if you kind of edge it off a little bit. That's a lot of edge rushers, but that's the thing about the NFL. You want the guy that can sling it, and you want the guy that can put that quarterback that can sling it down. We'll be back with more sports talk here on the Big 870. Have on with us NBA Odyssey insider Nick Friedel right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. for millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettelia along with Charlie Long, and on our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line from Odyssey Sports, our NBA insider, Nick Friedel. Insider calls are brought to you by Hyundai. Now you can buy a new Hyundai at Amazon. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Man, you can buy anything off Amazon today. How about that? Nick, thanks so much for joining us, buddy.
Guys, it is great to hear y'all's voices, and oh my, do we have some stuff to discuss.
Yeah, just a few things. Nick, I'll throw it to you right off the bat with Joe Dumars. You know, from a lot of indications, this had kind of been working for quite some time, and this was a call made by Gail Benson. She made that decision, and she had known, you know, Joe Dumars basically from the league meetings and things that had happened in that manner. He's a Louisiana guy, and he is close friends also too to Mickey Loomis, Saints general manager, executive vice president. But your thoughts on Joe, and man, early on with the Pistons, they had a lot of success, won a championship, and that wasn't the most loaded, talented team-wise. And then after that, man, he couldn't draft worth a lick, and basically was his downfall with the Pistons. And I think that's the key part of all this. What kind of outer structure he has around him to give him advice on college players and also professional players.
Yeah, Mike, I think there's a lot of different layers here when you start breaking down Dumars and what happened in Detroit, because first and foremost, you have to give him a ton of credit for building that team that did win. Yep. Because there were so many people that were kind of like, wait a minute, the Pistons, like, with this group? I remember the conversation always being, they don't have a star. How can you win without a star? Well, what he ended up finding was he had a few Hall of Famers on that team that may not be the classic stars that we're used to, but they worked tremendously well in a group. And then you thought, okay, well, then this team is set up. And, you know, then you go back to the Darko conversation and you go, uh-oh. And this ties to your point about drafting and why they didn't continue to fulfill the promise and the runway of supposedly great teams that they were going to have for so long. I think the issue with Joe is going to be he's got to prove again that he can find guys that are younger and have them grow together. And, you know, it didn't work in Detroit, and that team was a mess, and they went through a whole bunch of different rebuilds, and you think, you know, as enough time passed that people start to think they remember the good times and they remember what did happen. But if that's what ownership wants to roll the dice on, more power to them, because so often, guys, as we know, it seems like the league wants to go younger and go with people who have a background of maybe more analytics and different areas of the game now. To go all the way back with Joe D, it's a roll of the dice, but it's not the first time we've used that description as it pertains to the Pelicans.
The other part of it is all indications also point to Willie Green having another year with the Pelicans. Your thoughts on bringing Willie back last year? just a disaster from an injury standpoint. And he made it known after a couple of games, man, he kind of called them out for being soft, a soft team. And so your thoughts on Willie Green most likely having another season in New Orleans?
I've got to admit that that is a surprise, because when you bring somebody new in, whomever it may be, usually they want their own people in there. And the fact that that didn't happen, you kind of go, we'll see. I mean, there are a lot of different options here on the table, certainly for Dumars as he comes into to power. But you and I talked about this months ago, and I remember all three of us were kind of like, you know, Willie's well-liked and has the respect of the room, but then he started to call guys out, and you're going, this isn't going to end well. And so the idea that even after making the change that you're going to stay with some of that old guard that had been there, it's a little bit of a surprise. But, you know, I feel bad for Willie in this sense, because we know what will happen. If they lose it all early on, he is gone. Yep. And then, you know, here we go again. But it's a surprise to me, only because usually when you have the fresh start, you start everything fresh. You don't have some relics of a different era.
I'll throw this in there too, Nick. The types of coaches that are on the market right now. I mean, I don't think we've talked to you since the Taylor Jenkins situation with Memphis, and then more recently Mike Malone getting fired from Denver. Mike has brought this up multiple times on the show, that a bunch of former championship-winning coaches have been fired from their teams that they won a championship with. It doesn't make much sense. It's been a crazy, you know, couple years in the NBA with coaching. And with Willie Green, there was steady improvement this past year. I can understand potentially giving him another year because of all the injuries that the Pelicans went through. But you see some of these names out on the market, and maybe it gives you a little bit of pause in bringing Willie back.
Charlie, I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, I know the guy, if I'm running a team, having figured out and seen what's happened, not only in the last few years, but the proven track record that he does have. If I'm a new GM or exec in a new place, I am picking up the phone and I'm hiring Michael Malone, period. That's who I would hire, because this guy consistently has gotten the most out of younger teams. In Denver, he helped Jokic get to a whole different place, and that team won a title. And I cannot believe, you know, the Denver situation, on top of, you just mentioned Taylor Jenkins. I mean, the league is just going crazy with all these hirings and firings and getting guys in and out of there. So I would only caution the Pelicans as they go through this shift. And again, Mike, as you mentioned, we'll see what happens with Willie and that staff and what goes on moving forward. It all goes back to Zion, though. You can hire anybody you want to run the team. You can hire anybody you want to coach the team. Until you move on from Zion, to me, you're not doing anything. You can sit there and hope and wish upon a star that, oh, things will turn around and he's going to stay in better shape this time. If it's me, I'm sitting there saying the first thing I'm going to do is trade Zion. This is not the guy we want to build around. We need a completely fresh start. Off we go.
Insider calls are brought to you by Hyundai. Now you can buy a new Hyundai from the comfort of your home at Amazon. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Charlie?
Nick, you are preaching to the choir. And I know that you've said this on this station before, that until the Pelicans move on from Zion, they're stuck in neutral, right? And with the Zion situation, we had heard differing reports with Dumars coming in that the ownership was going to potentially mandate Dumars to find a trade for Zion and move on from him. They're done with all the drama. They're done with the injuries. I know Bobby Marks from ESPN put this out there, that in his first six seasons, four of those six seasons, he hasn't broken 30 games played. And that's just, like, with David Griffin, not every move that he made was bad. He made some good decisions when he was here as the lead executive in New Orleans, but other people that we've talked to as well brought up the point that he just got the wrong number one pick. You know, like, you see Anthony Edwards and Paolo Banchero, and like most recently Cade Cunningham with the Pistons, all these guys that are really kind of bringing back hope to all these franchises. Zion Williamson's 6 years in New Orleans have been a lot of drama, a lot of injuries, and it's a huge reason why Griff ended up getting fired.
I think that is
the well reason.
Very well said. And Charlie, what I would say to any poor Pelicans fan out there that is hoping that this is a sign that things are going to change. You know, all the cliches that are spit out when these kind of moves happen. Great. Show me. Have actions back up what the problems are. And to me, it has to start with Zion. I mean, he just was not the guy that everybody thought he was going to be. I don't see how that changes now. And if you're New Orleans, why would you run the risk of, maybe this time he can turn it around? How many years are we going to see this? How many years is the team and the city going to be held to a point where you go, maybe now's the time? Do what needs to be done. Start over and start building the team the way you are trusting Joe Dumars. Do it. I just don't see how you can walk into next season saying, everything's good with Zion still on the roster and the uncertainty that he brings.
Nick, I don't think I've asked you this in all the times we've had you on, but looking at the NBA draft, do you consider Cooper Flagg that gold chip prospect?
Yes.
Okay.
And Mike, here's why. When you talk to people around the league and you talk to people who have worked with him for years, and that 1 year at Duke, they'll tell you flatly, there aren't too many guys that you would want instead of Cooper Flagg right now to build around. The fact that he is where he is age-wise, he has the talent that he has, you know his game is going to get much better with better coaching and even more time in the gym. Yes, absolutely, 100%. If I had the chance to draft him, I would take that guy. And I don't think the list is very long in terms of the trades that you would make where you wouldn't want him on the team. I think he is that special of a talent.
Nick, when you look at how the playoffs are going to break down out in the West, and I've heard a lot of people, and we've had even someone here say, you know, OKC too young. They're a year away. My thing is, what? You got to be kidding me. Do you see anybody that can catch them in the West?
Mike, I wouldn't bet on anybody else. I think with Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and the MVP season that he's had and the young talent that plays defense every night, I think they're just probably a little bit of a cut above. The one team that I am fascinated by as we start this whole progression here is Golden State. And I say that not only because, hey, you get Jimmy and Steph together. We know the record they've had the last few months. Guys, those dudes out there on the West Coast understand they don't have too many more shots at this thing. I mean, this is Steph and Jimmy and Draymond's last best chance. I think their last real chance will be next year. So I think they've got a window now of about a year and a half where they can give it everything they have. Maybe they make a move this summer heading into next year. But, Mike, they know they can win. They know they have championship-level talent. Is OKC still probably a little bit better? Yeah. But if you were saying, all right, I had to throw my money on somebody else that might give me a chance, it would be the Warriors for me above the Lakers or the Nuggets or anyone else.
And it's really interesting because with this play-in tournament that they have, and the Western play-in tournament is obviously more intriguing than the East. You saw what happened the last couple nights. But with the Warriors getting the 7 seed, going to play Houston in the first round, the 2 seed, that came out of nowhere, right? And it's a really fun storyline. I've said to Steve before that as far as my favorite first-round series go, that's probably the number one for me just because you have the old guard of Jimmy Butler and Steph Curry and obviously Draymond Green versus this young gun Houston Rockets team led by Ime Udoka that maybe is a little bit ahead of schedule. That matchup is super, super intriguing in the first round. But also another one that I'm looking at, maybe the snake in the grass team in the Western Conference that I think's starting to pick up a little bit more hype, is the Clippers at the 5 seed. I know that maybe they don't match up super well with OKC in the second round, but with Denver, I mean, listen, you fire Mike Malone a week before the start of the postseason, you're not really expecting, even with a historic season from Nikola Jokic, you're not expecting them to go anywhere. So the Clippers are one of those teams that I'm keeping an eye on too.
I'm with you, Charlie, but the Clippers worry me on top of Kawhi, obviously, and health-wise, can he stay on track? What would worry me is the Clippers kind of flying under the radar. Not a lot of people care about the team, certainly in L.A., but who do they have on that roster? It's James Harden. And how many times in the playoffs have we seen James Harden just completely disappear when whatever team he was on really needed him? The consistency that needs to be there for the Clippers not only to get through the first round and beyond, assuming, as you said, that OKC series were to happen, I just don't believe in the core of that group enough to think they can actually do it, which is why, again, am I betting on the Warriors to make it happen this year? No. I think they still have some serious flaws on that roster. I really don't believe in the Clippers because of Kawhi's health and Harden's inconsistency in the biggest games.
Nick, thanks so much for joining us. I said this about the Saints season when it was over with, and I'll say it about the Pelicans. The offseason will be a lot better to cover than the in season.
25 days away from the draft lottery, guys, and that's going to be absolutely monumental for this franchise.
Yeah, got a lot of things happening, Nick.
Guys, it's always great to be with you, and I can't thank you enough. And, Mike, hope is a strong, strong thing when you are in New Orleans and in the NBA with a team that, yeah, needs some help.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate it. That was Odyssey Sports NBA Insider Nick Friedell. Insider calls are brought to you by Hyundai. We'll be back, and it'll be our Inside the NFL Draft feature, looking at the edge rushers for 2025, just 1 week away. It'll be the start of the draft, and we'll have you wall-to-wall coverage right here on the Big 870 WWL.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettelia along with Charlie Long. And it's our daily, we go through the NFL draft. And today it's about the edge rushers. And we talked about this a little earlier. 15 of my top 80 are edge rushers. And I'm not including Jalen Walker in there because I have him listed as a linebacker, which I think he'll play probably 85% of the time. They'll use him as a edge rusher on third down. But Abdul Carter, clear-cut, the number one guy in this group. Where you're going to get some debate is who's two and three from Mikael Williams from Georgia and the Saints. Brass were in Georgia today in Athens to be with Jalen Walker and Mikael Williams. Check that out. And Mike Green, who led the NCAA in sacks last year at Marshall, the guy with potential, he scared the hell out of me, and I wouldn't pick him. Shamar Stewart from Texas A&M. James Pierce Jr., interesting story. Man, you get the dichotomy with him. I know some teams got him listed in that 15 to 16 range, and some teams don't have him as a first or second round pick. And that may be some attitude issues or what they perceive to be maybe him not being the best teammate around. So we'll see what happens with James Pierce Jr. and Donovan Arazako. From Boston College. And Donovan, man, you watch him play. He's a skinny dude, but can he come off the edge? And got great pursuit, super smart. I can move him around quite a bit. But Mike Green, I think, would be probable top 12 pick. And he may still be in that range. He's got an off-the-field incident that some teams have done a lot of research on, but there is great debate, Charlie, on exactly who is the clear-cut two and three here. I would think on most boards, Williams, Green, Stewart is probably there. On some boards, Pierce would be included in there. So it's depending on what you want and how personality-wise you think Pierce would fit on your team.
With Mike Green, Mike, you brought this up the other day, that he's the best technician of the group. Abdul Carter is just a freak. I mean, if you watch that dude, and he started off as an off-ball linebacker, he kind of converted to full-time edge this past year, and he terrorized opposing offenses off the edge. Mike Green is probably my number two. Do you have Mikael above him?
Yeah, just slightly above. Now, I will give Mike Green this, and it is clear cut. He's the best technician.
Right.
And it ain't even close. I mean, the next best guy is not close to Green as a technician. How he can use his arms and hands, he's got a swim over move and, man, a crossover move that is so, so good. But again, for some teams, he may not be the ideal size. And again, the off-the-field incident is why you have some teams that don't have him as the number clear-cut number two.
James Pierce is kind of the high-ceiling play. And just knowing how this draft is going to go, in all likelihood, Mike, he's going to be there at 32 for the Eagles, isn't he? And how he's going to get himself another stud.
You would figure.
No, Pierce is interesting. Like, did you remember he ran the 40-yard dash at the combine with his hoodie on? And they're just like, why do you do that? And he said that he just forgot that he had his hoodie.
Now, that don't surprise me with James. I'll like, be honest with you.
He didn't care. He's a weird dude. Like, the personality thing for sure is something that you'll have to be wary of. But, I mean, as far as the speed that he possesses and converting speed to power as a pass rusher. He's
and
a really
and how well he plays the run. He's good at it.
Yeah, for his size especially.
He's good at it.
Because you would think, because what is he, Mike? Like 240 pounds, 245 maybe on a good day?
He's a good leverage player.
You would think that when he's going up against these big offensive tackles that are, you know, that got 80 to 100 pounds on him, that he would kind of get washed out in it. But I agree. He has a certain kind of mean streak to him as well. So James Pierce is a really enticing prospect. Shamar Stewart, I mean, listen, he's built like Hercules, right? And he tested, the relative athletic scores are off the chart when you're looking at Shamar Stewart. He is a freak of human nature. At the same time, the numbers don't really back it up. So when you're taking a chance on Shamar, you're taking a swing at the plate, but you're taking a swing at the wrong word that we don't like to use, the wrong P word in potential. Shamar Stewart could potentially be a legit stud in the NFL, but does he have the production from college that could back up that type of swing? No. He had three straight years with 1.5 sacks at Texas A&M, Mike. I just don't, like, he's going to be a first-round pick because someone's going to take a chance.
And he's going to be a fairly high first-round pick. I'll be honest, he's going to be a teens pick.
Yeah.
But he's somebody else's teens pick. He's not mine, the way I would look at
it. It's the wrong P-word, the dreaded P-word in potential versus production, Mike.
I see him, he's a one-move guy, and then he's lost. He I don't think he has great football instincts. He is a great athlete. He can move like very few guys his size. He's got the length you're looking for. But he has difficulties finding the ball. And my thing is, if you got difficulties today doing that, you're going to have difficulties as an NFL player doing that.
Yep. And then, you know, I'm looking at trying to – Ezeraku's enticing.
Ezeraku is an interesting guy.
So I was listening to the Move the Sticks podcast the other night, Mike, and I was listening to Daniel Jeremiah give his breakdown of him from the NFL Network. And he mentioned that whatever team takes Ezeraku is going to have to realize that he might be a little bit of a project. Like, he's probably not going to be first year coming in producing upwards of double-digit sacks, right? He's going to take a little bit of time, but he's also going to be a first-round pick, maybe – 20s at the feels like the ceiling for someone like Ezeraku is like Tampa Bay, right? At pick 19,
he'd be a good fit there. Yeah. I think they would like Jihad Campbell better because, you know, the old pop's playing linebacker for them. I don't know how much longer he'll be able to go, but Ezeraku is a guy that on third down, I say, you see the guy that's going to get the snap, sick him, man, can he run and get after the quarterback. So what we're taking a look at here is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 guys with first-round pick, either, I can't say grades because three of them don't have it, but they in that range of 1 to 32. If you're going to kind of go down the list with it, and I'll have my list. I'll send it out to the guys. They'll post it, I guess, Monday with that. But I have six of the top 32 defensive ends. And so then after that, Landon Jackson, who was at LSU for a while, Coach O recruited him and then left after he had an injury and then coaching change. He goes to Arkansas. Nick Scorton, man, you get a wild opinions all over the board with Scorton. He's never done anything to super impress me at A&M. I liked him much better at Purdue. I thought he was a good player at Purdue. He didn't really progress anywhere at A&M. Human Mealon is Princely, who was at Florida. Then he goes to Ole Miss. I think a good football player. And then Ohio State's got a couple of guys. Jack Sawyer and JT, who I think can really get after it. And they can rush the quarterback. Jared Ivey from Ole Miss, another guy who can play both inside and off the edge. Josiah Stewart
Michigan.
From Michigan. A little undersized, but he can rush the quarterback. And then I think Braden Swenson from LSU. I've had, Charlie, this week, I'm going to say five people give me a call on Braden Swenson. He did nothing 2 years ago at LSU. Zero.
He's shooting up draft boards, Mike. Like, I remember I talked to you a couple weeks ago about it. Maybe he was a late third, early fourth round pick type of guy.
He ain't getting that
far. He's not. He's going to be a bona fide day two pick, maybe even a second rounder, depending on a team, you know, if they really want to take him, if they don't have a third round pick that, and they don't feel confident that he's going to be there in the third round. Braden Swenson, who made a ton of hay at LSU this past season, could potentially be a second-round pick in the 2025 draft. Imagine me telling you that a year ago today, Mike.
I wouldn't have believed you, neither would have Pete Jenkins. And he coached him that year because he was like, Mike, you hearing things right about that brain? I was like, yeah, Pete, I'm not just telling you that. I am hearing. He's like, well, I didn't see it when I was there. But, man, did he blossom big time at LSU in 2024. We'll be back to finish it off here on Sports Talk in hour number one right after this break. Finishing up here in hour number one of Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike DeTay along with Charlie Long. At 5:20, we'll have on with us the voice of the Saints, Mike Haas, breaking down what the black and gold we'll be looking at basically 1 week from today and then the Friday and Saturday, and you'll get coverage all day long. Saints Talk right here on the Big 870 WWL. We'll be back right after this news break.